More than a year after the September 11th attacks on America, Muslim communities around the world still find themselves facing questions about why Islamic fundamentalists chose to wage war against the United States. And that discussion is still heated in Hamburg, Germany, where three of the September 11th hijackers lived and where a number of alleged senior al-Qaeda lieutenants have been arrested. Common Ground's Simon Marks recently traveled to Hamburg and found a Muslim community still reeling from the events of 9/11.
It's lunchtime at the Islamic Cultural Center in the middle of downtown Hamburg. In a scene that doesn't immediately strike a visitor as being quintessentially German, patrons from more than a dozen mostly Islamic countries crowd the lunchroom and pile into mounds of lamb kebabs, pita bread, and steaming cups of fragrant tea. But in a sense, this scene is now quintessentially German. There are more than 3 million Muslims living in Germany today. And in Hamburg alone, there are 130,000, nearly 8% of the city's population.
I'm coming from Turkey, and I cannot speak as free as I am doing now with you in that country.
Many of them, like Mustafa Yoldash, who heads the city's Islamic Council, came here attracted by the city's liberal ethos and traditions.
My opinion is that Germany is the most Islamic country in the world. Because of the constitution, Muslims feel more free than in many Islamic countries. It's sure that some of the Muslims misused this freedom, but you cannot tighten the human rights in this country because some few stupid people have made bad things in the world.
The Muslims whom Mustafa Yoldash accuses of misusing Hamburg's freedoms were Muslims who, until September 11th, 2001, were virtually anonymous within the city's Islamic community. They included 9/11 hijackers Mohammed Atta, Marwan al-Sheikhi and Ziad Samir Jarrah, all of whom called Hamburg home for several years. A string of arrests has led authorities to accuse at least four area Muslims of providing financial and logistical support for the attacks. But Mustafa Yoldash insists the local Muslim community knew nothing of the roots al-Qaeda had established in the city.
You must believe me that people of bad intentions or terrorists will not come to a mosque like this in which 3,000 people every day are coming and praying and eating and buying something, that terrorists go to the council and say, hello, listen to me, I have a plan and I want to make this action.
There are 44 separate mosques in Hamburg today, and the one Mohammed Atta visited most regularly can be found in some dimly lit rooms above a fitness center. The Al-Quds Mosque has been a focus of police investigation ever since the attacks. Its founder and president, Aziz Al-Alawi Sossi, says that no one at the mosque had any involvement in Mohammed Atta's plans.
I cannot say who is good or bad. It's not written on their forehead. It's exactly the same at church. You sit in the first row and the priest is opposite you, and he cannot know if you are a murderer or not. It's the same here.
Hamburg's entire Muslim community has come under an investigative microscope since the city's links to September 11th became known. That's caused tensions between the city's Muslims, who accuse the police of racial profiling, and Hamburg's security agencies, who say they still have more work to accomplish unraveling the city's al-Qaeda cell. Manfred Merck heads the Office for Constitutional Security in Hamburg, an agency that focuses on undercover work here.
Within the more than 100,000 Muslims living in Hamburg as normal people, having their life here as good people, we think there are about, let's say, 1,500 who have more in their mind, who are in sympathy to an interpretation of the Islam which is more radical. And within that, we think we have a group, about 100, who are militant Muslims, who are a real danger for us and for others. We have to communicate this, and we have to ask the others, the good guys, if I can say so, to help us to find out who are the bad guys.
Since September 11th, this northern port city has found itself seeking to preserve its traditional liberties, perhaps best symbolized by its famous street, the Reeperbahn. Tourist literature describes the Reeperbahn as the world's most sinful mile. And after dark, the casinos and brothels that operate right up against the fringes of the German law do a brisk business. But maintaining a liberal image while taking stronger measures to prevent terror groups from operating here is a tough balance to strike, and Muslim community leaders argue that the police are failing to get things right. Mustafa Yoldash of the Islamic Council of Hamburg says a series of raids on mosques have generated hostility from the local community.
They should win the mosques as partners for dialogue and integration. As far as you give the mosque, the Muslims, the feeling that they are the underdogs of the society, you go the danger that people get separated and go the way of Mohammed Atta.
The police defend their actions. They say they're simply trying to protect as many people as possible. Bobo Franz is the director of criminal investigations for the Hamburg Police Department.
I think Hamburg is, as well as other cities in Germany or the Western world, a place where Muslims can live, and in that sense it could be a pleasant place to live. What we do not want is to be a pleasant place to live for fundamentalists which are working or fighting against this society and this structure of our living and so on. That is not our aim, and we are fighting against that.
That Hamburg should remain a pleasant place to live is a goal that both the city's Muslims and its authorities can agree upon. But that it may never be the same following the events of September 11th is perhaps an inevitability. Mustafa Yoldash of the Islamic Council of Hamburg is a medical doctor who says even in his life, personal relationships have changed here, perhaps forever.
I have a colleague, and we had a good relationship until September 11th. But after September 11th, she asked me really whether I would follow the call of Osama bin Laden for jihad. And I said, you have not really made the acquaintanceship of mine the last years that we have been in touch together. You see that how quickly it can turn to mistrust and suspicion.
There is in Hamburg no shortage of mistrust or suspicion today, a city that was unwittingly thrust to the forefront of the global fight against terrorism. For Common Ground, I'm Simon Marks in Hamburg, Germany.